Congratulations on the new podcast, and don't worry if you put out a train wreck. We all know Big Fatty doesn't have a problem putting out one. Keep up the good work, and I'll be listening. Bye.
Thank you, Kevin, for calling. Yes, that is true. Big Fatty doesn't have a problem putting out the train wrecks on a daily basis. That's my dad. So thank you guys so much for...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's my dad.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 275. Not 270. Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, this is episode 675 of the BFO. For Friday, the 3rd of September, 2010. Okay, yes, Big Fatty, thank you for getting all the particulars out there for us. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it was quite a productive day in the coal mine on Thursday. And y'all, I am recording this on Thursday before the big eviction. On the big, y'all, that is the shrimp and grits. And what else did I have? Oh, and a little chicken noodle soup. Yes. And some iced tea. Some half and half tea. Half and half. Hey, y'all. But y'all speaking of hey, y'all, I just want to send out a big old hug to the albino himself, the better half of the Team Julian and the Team Ginger Bear show, because, y'all, he was having a little bit of a rough time on Thursday on the Twitty. And, y'all, we just send him a big old... I told him, I said, if I could be there, I'd take my pants off and give you a big old hug. And, y'all, I don't know what he wrote, but it looked like he had vomited on his little phone. But anyway, so y'all, we're going to send out good Friday vibes to him. Yes, Big Friday, lovely. Y'all, speaking of the Twitty, you know, I got some kind of e-letter saying, no, you can't use the old Twitty anymore. No, you got to use the new one. And y'all, so I had to download the new Twitterific, and y'all, it just wasn't working right. I couldn't get it to work right. And it, you know, it has a new look and all that kind of stuff, which is fine. Oh, dear God, what have I done? Which is fine. But y'all, I couldn't figure out how to follow the thread. Big Fatty, is that anything like sewing buttons? No. But Mr. Vaila and I, oh dear, I see. Mr. Vaila and I were trying to figure it out, and y'all, we figured it out how you can do the thread on the new Twitterific. Y'all, by the way, that Patrick from the PNS Explosion, y'all, he's been reading a magazine and typing what it says in the Twitter. I don't understand it. No. Oh, and y'all. We also, I'm remiss in congratulating Miss La Lauren for a new job. Y'all, I don't know when she starts, but she's very happy. She's right here. She's listening to the smartest man in the world. Y'all, I didn't know that she was listening to my little show so late in the day. But anyway, y'all, speaking of, Miss La Lauren, y'all, she created brand new artwork for the Friday show. So y'all go on over there and look at her lovely, lovely artwork that she did. And y'all, send her a little twitty and say congratulations on the new job, and I hope that you have plenty of time to continue to do lovely things for Big Fatty. y'all, if you want, getting back to the what do you call this thing? It's called the Twitterific. But y'all, if you want to follow the thread, y'all, you just hold your finger on it, and the thread will pop up, or a little menu will pop up, and you can hit show conversation. I'm sorry, conversation, and then it'll show you the whole thing, the thread. So y'all, that once I figured that out, and or Mr. Vader and I figured it out, y'all. I like it a lot better, because I was, Big Fatty will tweet, but not necessarily in a timely fashion. Y'all, that, who does that sound like? But anyway, but y'all, that was Miss Nessa from Hello Nessa, at the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, she's just doing so good with her little show. And y'all, the last one, she was just like, "Oh, I've started to record it 8 times, and I just gotta stopping it." And it's true, y'all. You just gotta go with the flow, as you heard at the beginning of today's little show when I fucked up the episode number. Now, y'all, I have got several things on my list here. Y'all, speaking of things that I have forgotten, y'all. On September the 1st, y'all, it was my niece's birthday, and it was also Bjorn's birthday, and y'all, no, Bjorn is not my niece, but it was his birthday, and y'all, he was having a shitty birthday, he said he was eating fried pie and drinking liquor, and I said, that sounds fabulous. anyway, hopefully it got better. I hope it got better. Now, I don't know if he got a big old black dildo like that albino did, but, I'm sure he got something big and, well, it may not have been black. It would old anyway. Yes, Big Freddy! So, y'all, as promised at the conclusion of yesterday's show, guess where Big Fatty went? Here's a clue. Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, went to the Publix, and, y'all, it was, I didn't have a whole lot of food in the house, but there wasn't a whole lot that I really wanted to buy. But, y'all, I did buy a pot roast. And what kind of pot roast was it? Rump roast. Yes, Big Fatty, rump roast. That sounds just like you. Rump roast. But y'all, I hadn't had a rump roast since the Pride 48 weekend. And y'all, I just decided I needed to do it in the slow cooker. So I woke up on Thursday morning and I cooked my maple bacon and had my Brugger's bagel. And y'all, I took the bacon grease and I sauteed a red onion. some sliced mushrooms, and mixed that in and made a nice gravy and put it all in the crock pot with a salt and peppered rump roast and put it on low cooking. And then I came home at lunchtime to take my fiber, and y'all, I added 2 cans of Irish potatoes to it. And so, y'all, it is in the slow cooker right now, and as soon as I finish recording today's little show, I'm gonna just dig right into that. Yes, Big Freddy, that sounds lovely. Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it a way back from the Publix yesterday. Oh, I never finished telling you. Ah, Big Fatty, you didn't finish the coupon. Well, I'll finish it after I tell you what was in the post office box. But y'all, there were two cards in there. And we're just going to open them up right now. And y'all, one of them is from Aberdeen, South Dakota. And we only know one person that lives in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and that's Miss Kathy Bacon. Y'all, oh, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie. Y'all, I have a letter here, and it says, Big Fatty, thank you for taking care of this for me. I am not even sure that Miss West and that Daniel J. Beaver plan to do how they will pick the prize winner and how they will pick to be the prize winner. The prize started at $8 and then it went up to $12. And the money vending machines only puts out 20s, so now it's up to $20. Y'all, there's a prize over there at the Teeny Mom Show, formerly known as the Cheese Sandwich, formerly known as Live It Up. So now, y'all, there's a prize of $20. I hope that the Blue Jeans guy doesn't win it again. Ah, Big Fatty, she is already showing... what do you call it? Impartiality. Have a good day, BF. Kathy, Kathy Bacon after Larry Vader's heart. If Larry wins, you don't have to mail it to him. Oh, well, I hope Mr. Vader wins it then. And y'all, there is a, there's an administrative fee which will be used, later this evening for Big Fatty to enjoy an adult beverage. So, that Daniel... Y'all, there's even a self-addressed stamped envelope. It's not self-addressed, but it is a stamped envelope for Big Fatty to mail the prize out. And y'all, I don't know the details on the contest. But get in touch with Miss Wes and with that Daniel Biba and and find out what that's y'all, you know what the prize is. It's going to be $20. And it'll be mailed to you by Big Burger. And, y'all, the second card that I got, y'all, it is from that Peter G. It is from Peter G out there in the Oaklands. And, y'all, he has sent... y'all, he has sent me a Christmas card. And, y'all, it is a picture of Santa Claus sitting on a chimney... holding his bag of toys. And y'all, it looks like he's taking a big old dump. Taking a big old dump down the chimney. Oh, dear God, see, y'all, there are some scratch-offs in here. And it says, what's better than crema for wishing joy and cheer to all the people who touch our lives each year? Have a merry crema and a happy new year. Dear Big Fatty, on today's little show... you played so many crema songs, so I must have been asleep or drunk for 4 months' time. Happy crema, Big Fatty. Love, Peter G. P.S. Here's hoping you better luck with these. Well, y'all, that was the little quiz that Drunky Mike up there in the Virginia vagina sent to me. And y'all, I've gotten messages from lots of people saying, God bless it, Big Fatty, you got a lot of crema music on your inappropriate touch iPhone. Y'all, there are two. There are two scratch-offs in here. Y'all, one of them is the X word. And one is the green 200s. Y'all, I think I'm going to save those for the Monday little show. Y'all, that'll be something to look forward to. Because, y'all, it is a holiday weekend in the U.S. of A. And thank you, Peter G., for the crema card. And for the scratch-offs. And y'all, but we'll have a Labor Day. Y'all, I will labor to do the scratch-offs on Monday. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. Now, Big Fatty, could you please go back to the coupon? Can you hear that? Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, on the coupon, I was just going to say, oh, the penny coupon was for the Publix tortilla chips. And that's only partially racist because it does not have the... have the salsa. It's just the chips, y'all. Partially racist. So they were a penny. And, but y'all, I spent $44.34, and y'all have saved $13.36. So that's not the best I've ever done, but that wasn't too bad. So, anyway, that is the coupon. Y'all, I don't know why I'm so phlegmy all of a sudden. It must be the change of seasons. Now, y'all, I'm looking at the auxiliary rat, and he is showing that Earl is not, he is not coming to Upchuck. However, it is going to 97 degrees later today on Friday. Probably be Friday in the afternoon, y'all. But it's going to cool off over the weekend, only 88 on Sunday. So it's going to be lovely for the holiday weekend, which we do not celebrate. Y'all, we do not celebrate that at the coal mine. Oh, y'all, speaking of new things, y'all, did you download the new iTurds 10? Because I know, oh dear Gussie, I know some people were having, oh dear Gussie, having trouble with that. Kind of like Big Fatty is having trouble keeping his lunch down right now. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But y'all, one of the things that I thought I might do with you, and I might do this from time to time, y'all, I'm going to go over to the Craigslist, and I'm just going to read you some of these personal ads that they have over here. I know some people do these on their little shows, but I thought I'd just read kind of the titles of them, and then if one of them catches Big Fatty's eye, then I'll read I'll read the thing. Hot Older Bottom Hosting. Well, that's not me. No, Big Fatty. Now here's one I may have to look at. It says Late Night Pigs 27. All right, let's open that one over. Looking to Party, Get Sucked, Lick Toys, Papa's Fuck. Oh, dear Gussie. Okay, and y'all, then we've got another mature bottom who is a great cocksucker and who is hosting. Athletic masculine guy for same can host here. VGL straight curious. That's the very good looking straight curious guy. Let's just see what that one's all about, y'all. There's no picture there. It says VGL STR and the number 8. Curious for same under 29. And this person is 24. Chat before sex. Oh, here's one, y'all. Italian in town and looking. Hot bottom slut wanted. Well, you know, you probably ought to get in touch with that hot older bottom that's hosting. Yes, Big Freddy. need a horny, freaky black top. Y'all, who? I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Hot younger bottom wanted today. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, there seems to be a lot of bottoms wanting it today. Oh, here's a sexy massage. A pool. Something about horny after class. Senior top dominant, oh dear, I say top dominant daddy wanted. Y'all may have to look at that one here for a second. Looking for a senior top aggressive dominant daddy who is 58 plus. So I'll have to send him to a good friend of mine who, well, never mind. She meets the age requirement, but that's about it. But anyway, now y'all, I do not know if there'll be an LFC tonight or not. So send Mr. Larry H. Vader that
Vader V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all send him a 20 message and say, Brick Friday doesn't know if there's an LFC tonight. But y'all, if I had to guess, I would guess that there will be. And y'all, I'll be out at the Patrick's Pub later tonight. What do you think of that, youngest daughter?
That's my dad.
Yes, it is. Happy weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.